跟住落嚟咧，我哋今日講到咧，就係有宋修智傳道人喺我哋呢度噶。咁咧，有啲人可能咧就唔係好認識佢。咁其實咧，Chris 咧就一直咧就喺我哋 church 咧長大噶啦。咁啊就喺英文堂嗰邊嘅。咁所以咧所以佢同我哋歌城華人教會一啲都唔陌生嘅。咁跟佢今日咧會講到咧，就係會喺睇馬太福音18:21-35嘅。咁我哋咧，不如一齊慢慢去讀咗依篇嘅經文去嚇。咁佢係講係馬太福音18:21-35。那時彼得進前來對耶穌說：主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我當饒恕他幾次呢？到七次可以麼？耶穌說：我對你說，不是到七次，乃是到70次。天國好像一個王，要和他仆人算帳。才算的時候，有人帶了一個欠1,000,000银子的來，因為他沒有什麼償還之物。主人吩咐把他和他妻子兒女，並一切所有的都賣了償還。那仆人就苦伏拜他說：主啊，寬容我，將來我都要還清。那仆人的主人就動了慈心，把他釋放了，並且免了他的債。那仆人出來遇見他的一個同伴，欠他10两银钱，便抽着他，壓住他的喉嚨，說：你把所欠的還我。他的伴徒就寬容我吧，將來我必還清。他不肯，竟去把他下在監裏，等他還了所欠的債。眾同伴看見他所作的事，就甚憂愁，去把這事都告訴了主人。於是主人叫了他來，對他說：你這惡奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不應當連恤你的同伴，像我連恤你麼？主人就大怒，把他交在掌刑的，等他還清了所欠的債。你們各人若不從心裡饒恕你的弟兄，我天父也要這樣待你們了。今日咧，宋傳道同我哋講個正道個題目咧，就係徹底的寬恕。咁啊，請阿 Chris。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Just wanted to thank Pastor Lee for inviting me to preach here this morning.
首先要想多谢李牧师邀请我今日嚟呢度同大家讲道。
And so, before we jump into today's message, I want you guys to consider something with me.
未讲今日嘅题目之前，我系想大家思考一件事。
Have you guys ever imagined what life was like hundreds of years ago, or maybe even thousands of years ago?
想大家試下幻想你哋100年前或者1,000年，你哋生活係點樣嘅咧
？So before electricity, the day started and ended when the sun rose and when it set.
當我哋未有呢個電源之前咧，我哋每一朝起身都係靠天光啦，同埋瞓覺就係靠日落。
But today, our day can literally start whenever we want it to.
但係今日咧，我哋想開始我哋每一日咧，我任何時候都可以開始。
The time that we can work or do things is no longer limited by the rising or the setting of the sun.
我哋作工嘅時間冇俾呢個太陽要出嚟嘅時候去限制我哋。
What about travel?
咁講到呢個，我哋即係我哋去唔同嘅地方去旅遊。
Before people had to walk everywhere, or they would ride animals.
之前人要去地方要行，或者佢哋要坐呢啲動物。
But then they built roads and carriages.
但係之後佢哋起咗路，起咗呢啲嘅馬呢啲車。
And then the car was invented, and that revolutionized your daily travel.
然後就啲人發明咗汽車啦，咁我哋就可以用呢啲方法，我哋去唔同嘅地方。
We can't go anywhere in Columbus without a car.
你哋都知道我哋喺 Columbus 呢個地方，我哋冇車，我哋邊個地方都去唔到。
What about long distance travel?
咁如果去遠征咧？
So at first there were ships with sails that could take travelers or explorers across oceans.
之前有船咁有帆咁有咁就可以帶一啲呢啲人可以過海咁樣。
But that would take months.
咁需要好多月嘅時間先去到。
And then came the invention of steam engines and coal engines.
咁然之後發明咗呢個蒸汽嘅引擎咧，同埋一個用碳嘅引擎。
Crossing the ocean only took weeks now, maybe sometimes days.
咁去越呢個海洋只需要幾個星期咁樣。
And then the train revolutionized continental travel.
咁然後火車咧就喺大陸入邊，咁我哋幫助我哋去旅遊。
But then after all that is the airplane, which revolutionized all of travel.
然後之後就發明咗有飛機，咁飛機就可以即係改變咗我哋。去行走嘅方法。
Yeah, now you can travel halfway across the world in 12 hours.
然後你去地球另外一半只需要12個小時。
What about computers? This room would have been an entire computer when they were first invented.
咁電腦咧，如果冇電腦，我哋究竟生活會係點樣咧
？But now I have a computer right here, and I'm preaching from it.
然後我手就拎住一個好細嘅電腦，然後我從呢個電腦嗰度就可以同大家講到。
And so all of these radical advances shifted the paradigms of everyday living.
咁呢啲咁激進、咁新進嘅科技就改變咗我哋嘅生活啦。
And today we will learn about a radical idea and a paradigm shift that Christ is calling every believer to.
咁我今日就睇聖經，今日就會。即係耶穌佢點樣激進嘅教導，咁然後去改變咗我哋去信仰嘅模式。
And so before we begin, let's pray.
我哋一齊禱告。
Father, we come before you this morning seeking to worship you.
父，我今日嚟到你面前，我哋去尋求去敬拜你。
As we read and study your word this morning, may the Spirit work in us to show us what it means.
當我哋閱讀你嘅話語嘅時候，求聖靈引導我哋去讓我哋去明白你嘅話語。
Father, give me the words to speak as I preach this morning, that you may be glorified.
神啊，求你使用阿信牧師用你嘅話語去用你嘅話語去傳講你嘅信息。
We pray these things in your Son's name.
我奉主耶穌嘅名祈求。
Amen. And so turn with me to Matthew 18, verse 21. You guys are probably already there.
我一齊睇馬太福音十八章二十一節。
Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times.
21章嗰度講，彼得就去耶穌嗰度就問耶穌，佢話：主啊，我弟兄得罪咗我，我應該饒恕佢幾多次咧？七次可以咩？可以嗎？咁然後耶穌就話：我對你説唔係七次。
And before Peter asked Jesus this question, Jesus had just finished telling his disciples about what to do when a brother has sinned against them.
即係當彼得問耶穌呢個問題之前，耶穌就教導佢哋點樣去饒恕人。
And he told them the way they ought to approach the situation and to seek for repentance and restoration.
咁耶穌就教佢哋。要尋求呢、這個饒恕同埋呢個點樣去同人挽回。
And so Peter, beginning to think that he is starting to really understand Jesus's teaching, asks if forgiving seven times is enough.
咁彼得就開始好似對耶穌呢個教導有認識，咁佢就問耶穌七次饒恕呢個人夠唔夠咧
？And so for many of us, we readPeter and we think, is this guy serious?
我哋好多時候睇彼得嘅時候，咁我哋睇佢咁彼得，你究竟你係咪講真㗎咁樣
But the reality is, the teaching of the day was that you only had to forgive someone up to three times.
但当时候, 那个教导, 你饶恕人, 只需要饶恕三次。
But Jesus says instead that they should forgive the brother 77 times, or in some translations, 70 times 7 times.
但这里耶稣就教他要饶恕人77次，或者有些译本是70乘7，即是490次。
Now this doesn't mean a literal 77 times.
这里不是真的讲到是，讲明是77次。
It does not mean to keep count.
不是要你计住。 多少饶恕人多少次?
It's the opposite. It means to not keep count.
但是那个相反, 叫你们不要数算你饶恕的人多少次。
What Jesus is saying here is radical.
这里耶稣在这里讲的东西其实是很激进的。
Especially if the teaching of the day was that you only had to forgive someone three times.
因为当时的教导, 你只需要饶恕人三次而已。
So Jesus then uses this moment to teach Peter and the disciples what forgiveness looks like in the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣就利用这个时候去教导他们究竟在天国里面是怎样去饶恕人的。
And so he uses a parable.
他就用一个比喻了。
Verse 23, therefore the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servant. And when he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents.
23節24節就在這裡說,天國就好像一個王,要和他僕人算帳,財算的時候有人帶了一個欠1,000萬銀子的人來。
Now a talent was the highest piece of currency in the Roman Empire.
這個講到這個銀子是當時羅馬帝國最高的一個銀幣。
It was equivalent to 20 years' salary of a laborer. So let's say the average salary of someone today is
$40,000.
One talent then is equal to
$800,000.
10,000 talents then would be equivalent to $8 billion.
當時他這裡講到1,000萬的銀子，其實代表今時今日是8億。
This servant somehow borrowed $8 billion.
這個很奇怪，就是這個僕人有一個方法就借了8億。
But he can't pay him back.
但他沒有這個能力去還這些錢。
And so the king, knowing that he's not going to get this money back, decides to cut his losses.
这个王呢，就知道这个仆人没能力去还这些钱，所以他就将这个东西就斩断了，将他的损失斩断。
And so he decides to sell the servant and his family into slavery.
这个主人就决定将这个仆人和他的家人呢，就卖去做其他人的仆人。
But the servant, he falls on his knees and he pleads and he begs with the king, show me mercy.
这个仆人呢，就是跪在这个王面前，求这个王去宽恕。
Please have patience with me. I'll pay it back, I swear.
他就说，主啊，求你宽容我，我会用方法去还回你的。
And the king decides to show him mercy.
这个王就怜悯他。
And he forgives him of his debt, and he lets him go, wiping his slate clean. What relief and joy the servant must have felt to be forgiven a debt that could never be repaid. Well, then this servant goes and he sees his fellow servant and one who happened to owe him money.
但是这个仆人呢，就出到去的时候，就见到另外一个人是欠他钱的人。
And in this case, it is 100 denarii.
今次呢，他所欠他呢，是10两的银子。
And so one denarius was worth one day's labor, or one day's wage for a laborer.
當時這個銀子，一個銀子就是一日的工價，一日的酬勞。
So again, if we take this $40,000 salary then for 1 year, 100 denarii was probably around $15,000.
用我們今時的人工去做比較，如果用40,000元，這個1-2銀子就大概15,000元左右。
And so the servant grabs his fellow servant, choking him and demanding pay what you owe.
這個人就捉住他，爭他錢的人就跟他說，你還錢給我吧。
And the fellow servant falls to his knees, he begs and he pleads, please, have mercy, have patience with me, I'll pay you back.
這個爭錢的僕人就跪在那裡求他，你寬容我吧，我有能力的時候就會還給你。Does
this scene look familiar?
這個圖畫是不是跟之前的是很類似呢？
Considering the first servant was forgiven a debt of $8 billion, we might expect him to forgive his fellow servant who only owed
$15,000.
But this is not the case, and he refuses to show mercy on his fellow servant. And instead, he throws him in prison until he can pay back his debt. And as this scene unfolds, other servants saw what had happened, and appalled, they went and told the king. The king was furious. He summoned the first servant whose debt he had cleared and demanded answers. And so verse 32, then his master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me, and should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in his anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt.
And
so the king treats him just as he treated his fellow servant. And this is essentially a lifetime sentence because there's no way he can pay $8 billion back from a jail cell. And so Jesus explains the parable in the verse, or in verse 35, and he says, so also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
35章，35節嗰度講，你們各人若不從心裏饒恕你的弟兄，我天父也要這樣待你們。
Now, heart, or cardia in Greek, at the time was understood to be the center of a person.
這裡講從心裡，當時希臘文的時候，意思是人的中心裡面。It
was one's inmost being. It was from where every thought, word, and deed comes.
這個希臘文就說這個心是一個人的身體的中心，你的思想、你的行為都由這裡出來的。And
so forgiveness from the heart must be sincere and come from who you are, your character.
所以這個從心裡饒恕，是要你誠懇的，還有你要真心的去饒恕人。There
is a very real possibility that Jesus is saying here that if one cannot forgive others, then they might not truly be his followers.
即係你如果你唔從心裏邊饒恕人，你未必係一個真正嘅門徒。
And that God will judge them according to their works and to what they owe.
咁所以神會審判佢哋嘅行為同埋佢哋嘅行為。
And so Jesus says in Matthew 6 verses 14 and 15 that if you withhold forgiveness from others, God will do the same.
咁呢度就寫馬太福音第六章十四至十五節就話：你們饒恕人的過犯，你們的天父也必饒恕你們的過犯；你們不饒恕人的過犯，你們的天父也必不饒恕你們的過犯。
And in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, Christ rejects those who claim to have known him and done works in his name as those whom he never knew.
所以馬太福音七章二十一至到二十三節嘅呢度就講到，神會唔讓呢啲唔跟隨佢聽從佢説話嘅人入佢嘅天國。
We cannot take this lightly.
我哋唔可以輕易咁樣去唔明白神嘅教導。
The point of the parable then is this: because God forgave us of a debt we could never repay, we ought to forgive our brothers.
呢個比喻嘅意思就係，我哋唔能夠還嘅債，我哋應該我哋去饒恕人。
I'll look with me at verse 33 again. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?
33節呢度再講，佢話你不應當憐恤你的同伴，像我憐恤你嗎？
And so this is the radical paradigm shift.
咁呢個就係一個好，所以呢個就係一個好激進嘅耶穌嘅教導，去轉移呢個我哋所明白嘅嘢。
It's no longer forgiving a person up to three times.
我哋唔係單單只係需要饒恕一個人三次。
It goes far beyond forgiving a person seven times.
更加要超越饒恕一個人七次。
It is forgiving someone without counting, because God lavished on us forgiveness immeasurable for a debt unpayable.
我哋要饒恕人無限次，因為我哋所規範神嘅，我哋呢個欠神嘅債，我哋根本唔能夠償還。
So what are things that we can take away from this parable?
咁我哋從呢個比喻，我哋可以能夠學習到啲咩咧？
The first is this: remember God's grace on your life.
第一樣嘢我哋要記得嘅就係，我哋要記住神喺我哋身上每一個人嘅身上嘅恩典。
When the king summoned the servant the second time, the first thing he did was to jog his memory.
当这个王第二次嗌翻呢个仆人翻嚟嘅时候，佢提醒佢为佢做过啲咩
？He asked, "Did I not forgive you because you pleaded?"
佢就话：你唔系因为你哀求我，我有饶恕你咩
？Should you have not shown him mercy because I showed you mercy?
我憐憫你，你點解你唔對你嘅同伴同樣憐憫你嘅同伴呢？
Oftentimes we can be like the first servant.
我哋好多時候就好似呢個僕人咁樣。
We forget that God has showed us grace.
我哋好多時候我哋都忘記咗神饒恕咗我哋，佢用佢恩典饒恕咗我哋。
We forget the grace that God has shown through Jesus Christ.
我哋唔記得咗神從耶穌基督嘅身上去饒恕我哋。
So remember that grace.
記住呢個恩典。
Remind yourself of the gospel.
提醒自己神嘅話語嘅福音。
Preach it to yourself daily.
你每一日都去重複傳俾自己聽。
That you would never forget.
讓你自己唔好去忘記。
Right, and so remind yourself of the gospel, and do not forget how God has forgiven you.
提醒你自己，每日提醒你自己，呢個福音，同埋唔好忘記神對你嘅恩典。
And so the second takeaway is this: go and do the same.
第二樣嘢我哋要記得嘅，從呢度學習嘅，就係我哋去同樣去做。
And so I love the way that Jesus says this at the end of the parable of the Good Samaritan.
咁我喜歡 耶穌呢度最尾係咁樣用呢個好撒瑪利嘅教導。
Go and do the same.
同樣嘅去做。
Go and do like the king did to the first servant. Forgive your brothers who sin against you.
去好似王同呢個王一樣去饒恕人，因為佢饒恕你一樣。
Do the opposite of the first servant. Shift from our paradigm of scorekeeping and forgive others because God has forgiven you.
我哋唔好似呢個僕人咁樣，好似我哋時常咁樣去計算人哋對我哋嘅過犯，我哋唔好好似呢個僕人咁樣。
And sometimes, as I was reading this last night, I felt like this parable speaks to Chinese people.
當我昨晚喺度預備嘅時候，這個比喻就好似教導緊我哋中國人咁樣。
For whatever reason, we Chinese people love to hold grudges. We love to keep count of what people have done to us and how many times we've forgiven them.
我哋中國人可以時常都計算人哋，都數人哋，記住人哋對我哋嘅過犯。我哋去數每一次我哋有幾多次我哋去饒恕過呢啲人。
And so we're called to step away from all of that.
咁我哋神教導我哋，叫我哋唔好要離開，唔好咁樣。
Whatever anyone has done to you or will do to you pales in comparison to what God has forgiven you for.
無論其他人喺你身上做過啲咩，或者將會做啲咩，我哋都要記住，神已經饒恕過我哋。
And so just like airplanes and cars were radical things that changed the way that we live today, God did something radical and changes the way we live forever.
咁好似汽車啊、飛機啊呢啲好咁好當時候對當時係一個好激進嘅發明。同樣嘅呢個耶穌嘅教導，當時亦都一個好新、一個好激進嘅教導。
He sent his son to die on the cross for our sins and forgave us of our unpayable debt.
咁神就派佢嘅獨生子耶穌嚟到呢個世界上釘十架為我哋嘅罪而死。
And he brought us into a right standing with him into sonship with him.
咁因為神派耶穌基督嚟，佢哋讓我哋喺耶穌身上，我哋都有做呢個兒女嘅職分。
And so may God's act or radical act of immeasurable grace shift the paradigm in the way that we relate to and treat others.
所以耶穌做咗啲咁唔同、咁激進嘅嘢，讓我哋都學識我哋點樣去用一個唔同嘅方式去對待我哋身邊嘅人。
Our God is like no other God.And we ought to forgive others the way he forgave us. Let's pray. Father, forgive us because we so often act like the servant. We forget your grace and mercy. We hold grudges. We seek forgiveness and yet do not give it. Father, remind us of your goodness, of your love. Remind us of the mercy and grace you have shown to us.
神啊，再次提醒我哋，你所彰显出嚟你嘅爱，你嘅饶恕。
May it be burned into our hearts and our minds.
即系让你时常都喺我哋嘅心同埋我哋嘅思想入边，好似印咗落去咁样。
So that we could extend the same forgiveness you've shown us to others.
让即系你。在我們身上所顯出來的饒恕的寬恕，讓我們都能夠在其他人身上去饒恕其他人。
We thank you for your word.
感謝你的話語。
We thank you for your son.
感謝你派你的兒子。
and his work on the cross. It is in his name that we pray. Amen.